every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
In May, it stood at 14.3 billion rand, and by the end of September, it had risen to 17 billion rand. Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Zweli Mkhize saying that municipal debt owed to Eskom rising by a similar amount as well to municipalities that owe the same amount or thereabouts to water boards. So clearly, a big issue there going on when I take a look at how Eskom is collecting its debt, a big problem, and certainly the amount of money it really needs to keep afloat. Khulupasiwe, a spokesperson for Eskom, joins us on the line now as we perhaps unpack this a little bit more and see how exactly this is hurting the state electricity maker. Khulu, thank you so much for your time this morning. How difficult is it that you have to keep lights on in some of these municipalities despite this debt burden?
It's a big problem, Ravile. We have a situation where some of these municipalities are not even trying. Let's take Malutia Pofung, for example, in the Eastern Free State. They owe Eskom about 3 billion rand, and their matter has been taken, or previous cases until last week, have been taken to court. And once the matter is at the court, clearly you have to wait until the court has made a ruling. And generally what we have seen as a trend within all of these municipalities is that when the matter is at the court, they go on some kind of a payment holiday. And unfortunately, that's why you now have a situation where ultimately all of these municipalities put together are owing us 17 billion rand and counting.
Have they explained exactly why, though? I mean, if you look, as you said, at Malutua Pofung in the Free State, you know, that 3 billion being taken to court, that is an absolutely huge amount. And you say they're not even trying. What can you do other than taking them to court that perhaps will be of some slight benefit to yourselves, because this is certainly hurting the business and the nation as a whole?
Well, maybe just to clarify around the court case, usually it's the businesses in those areas that take those municipalities to court. The businesses are saying, we would like to get a court a permission, which will give us permission to pay Eskom directly. And that's how the matters get to court. From our side, the only recourse that we have is to withdraw our product, meaning we cut them off, and that's what we have been doing in other areas. But generally, we get stopped in our tracks in many cases when businesses go to court, because obviously when we cut off the municipality, they too, those companies and everyone else within those localities, they are customers of that municipality. So when we cut our customer, which is the municipality, everyone gets affected. So businesses usually take us to court, and that's how you get involved in this. From our end, we would disconnect, and we also advise them to also be on prepaid, which is also one of the suggestions that came in Parliament yesterday, where Minister Zweli Mkhize was saying municipalities might have to go the prepaid route. I think ultimately that will be the solution to all of these problems.
I can certainly see how that would be one solution as well. Khulu, how at risk is Eskom right now then of rolling blackouts because of this? And does this actually put that much pressure on how Eskom can service the rest of the country?
Well, our finances are generally under pressure. Our bottom line is in financial dire straits, quite frankly. We need to do something in terms of improving our operations as a company at power station level to generate more electricity and sell electricity to those who are able to buy it. And those who are unable or unwilling to pay them, clearly we should stop supplying to them, including these municipalities. Eskom needs to make sure that we get this money. I heard in Parliament that one of the issues that they were mentioning is that there's a consideration that maybe some of this debt should be written off. Quite frankly, where we are at this stage as a company, we are not there yet. But because obviously we are being led by the Interministerial Committee, which is looking into various options, hopefully at some point there will be clarity. And yesterday, the minister did indicate that by the end of this month, there will be some report coming from the Interministerial Committee, which is led by COCTA, So we'll take a cue from them as to what's going to happen. But from our end, Arabile, we have said in many forums before that we can only write off debt if we know for sure that we're not going to have a repeat of this problem that we currently are sitting with. In 2002, Eskom had written off 1.4 billion rand of the Soweto debt. Right now, as I speak to you today, the Soweto debt is 12 billion rand. So clearly, writing off debt does not necessarily solve your problem. You need to make sure that you put measures in place, and those measures, among others, would include the fact that all of the customers in South Africa, including municipal customers, have to be on prepaid. That's the only way you can guarantee that you're going to get your revenue.
Kulupasio, appreciate your time. It is certainly a difficult one. And as you said, just writing off the debt does not necessarily put you at ease or change the way people do things when it comes to owing the money to Eskom. So hopefully that does get cleared up very soon. Kulupasio, the spokesperson of Eskom.